for you, Coach Bortner, it's maybe not as hectic of a summer. Well, maybe it is. You still have multiple kids playing softball, but maybe it's not as much. I know Paige playing with an out-of-town team, and you got a daughter playing with the Rebels team. So maybe it's not as hectic, but you're chasing girls around, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Divide and conquer, right?
Exactly. You wouldn't have any other way. What's going to happen one of these years when there are no more kids and your summers are free more? What are you going to do?
Right? I don't know. Probably find some more games to go watch, I guess. Some of those younger kids, right?
Exactly right. You bet. I know you and Easton are helping coach one of the 12 and under teams. And hard to believe I was texting Easton about this. And I guess they've been doing this for the last couple of years, which seems really weird of having districts in early June when it seems like it should be at the end of the season. But that's just kind of the way softball is these days, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's a little bit different, but go with the flow and make it work, right?
Exactly right. You have had some tournaments leading up to this recent district tournament. Kids have been busy and winning some games, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we actually, the 25 season started back in September, actually, and we got in a couple tournaments there in the fall. We went down to Grand Island in September and York in October, and then the spring we started up again in April. We went down to York and got fifth place there. And then we're here in McCook for the Optimist tournament in May. We got second place there. And then we traveled back to York and got third place. And then up to North Platte. And for that tournament, they ended up combining divisions, a couple 12 teams, some 14s and a 16 together because they didn't have quite enough team signed up, but we ended up second there as well. Then went to Kearney, got second there, and then this past weekend we were in Hastings for districts and got first at a 16 team.
So, yes, it has been a very successful summer so far. And because you got first place at your district, where does that put you? That kind of determines on state placing. What does that now put you when your state tournament comes around?
I'm not sure how that'll work yet. They don't have that set up yet, but that should put us in a good position for state.
Are we talking about a Class C state or a Class B? Which have you guys decided on that one yet?
Yep, we'll go to Class C.
The summer season, as you well know, goes fast. I mean, a lot of these tournaments are in the month of June. Everything kind of wraps up early. You know, what, second week of July?
Yeah. Well, we'll have a weekend off here, and then we're going to go to Broken Bow. Then Class C State will be the 27th through the 29th of June there. And then we'll finish up with the Firecracker Classic here in McCook the 5th and 6th of July.
So that weekend here in McCook will be at no plans. If you would happen to win your state, you could probably go on to a regional someplace, couldn't you?
I think we could. We'll have to see how it goes and go from there.
Exactly right. Hey, let's talk about your team. Are we talking about a lot of the same girls played the last year on this roster again this year?
Yeah, we have most of the same girls. We've got Tinley Anderson, Kylie Berry, Charlotte Bortner, Adeline Eiler, Charlie Mitchell, Adeline Nickel, Aiden Renner, Inslee Rupp, Miley Schaefer, Scarlett Thayer, and Tinley Workmeister this year. So we lost a couple, but then gained a couple as well. So, good group of girls that play for us. They work really hard. They put in a lot of time at practices and games. And then along with that, you know, of course, you got great parents who they're super easy to work with, and we couldn't be doing as well as we are without their support.
And I'm sure you've noticed the difference from one year to the next. You know, last year, I think, your first year, 12s, if I'm not mistaken, now to the second year, and you've noticed, girls have got a little taller. You notice the differences pitching, throwing, hitting, and running. You notice it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is our second year 12s, and you can just definitely see that click, you know, different situations. And we've had some great plays, you know, catching in the outfield, great infield plays, you know, double plays, throwing to first and then catching a runner at home and getting her out, and even throwing runners stealing. Got a couple of those out, you know, and it's great to see that click go going from practices and everything and transitioning that into gameplay.
I know you get a lot of tournaments on the weekends. You play any league games during the week or a few of those or not?
Yeah, we play quite a few of those. We've been to Kearney several times and had a North Platte team come down and try to get quite a few in between. Makes it nice to work out those fine details in the tournaments that we need to work on.
As we talked about, this will be the last year for the 12s. Correct me if I'm wrong. They'll be moving up to 14s next year?
They will, yeah. So that was kind of nice to even that North Platte tournament where, you know, we had to move back for pitching, and they did really well and really stepped up.
It's always a kind of adjustment when, I'm sure you saw that, when the 10s to the 12s and now the 12s to the 14s. Maybe for some it'll be a little adjustment, but you got a competitive bunch. So I say that you got a competitive bunch and knows they're softball. Maybe it might not be any big deal at all for them, will it?
No. That's, like you said, they'll make that transition really well, and it's fun to watch that knowledge grow.
Just one of many several Rebels teams. I know everybody supports each other. The 10s, the 12s, the 14s. I think you got some older kids, the 14s in there as well. Everybody really supports each other, don't they?
Yeah, it's really fun, especially when we end up all at the same tournament. You get to go, you know, you play your games, but then you can go around to each, you know, age group and kind of support all of them as well.
Super job once again, Coach Karen Bortner, also Easton Gillen, and Coach Rebecca Eiler as well. All do a wonderful job, and this team has won a lot of games. They're going to win a few more. We'll be keeping tabs on this team once again throughout the next month or so.